AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the morning after, and the Democratic presidential candidates appear to have survived last night's debate without a scratch, for the most part. This is according to the talking heads. Political analyst Robert Stein watched the debate and says frontrunner Hillary Clinton did what she had to do last night.
I think she came off maybe not spectacularly well, but given where she has been falling in the polls, I think she did herself very well last night.
But Clinton had to address her changing views on some important issues. Our Jerry Bodlander was at the debate last night when she did that.
Just days after she came out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, even though she supported it while Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton defended her changing views on that and other issues.
I do absorb new information.
Clinton and Bernie Sanders clashed on a number of issues during the CNN debate on Westwood One, including economic policy and guns, though he defended her when it came to the ongoing discussion of her use of a private email server.
Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Clinton then thanked Sanders and shook his hand. Jerry Bodlander, Las Vegas.
Overseas, Iran is reporting that it's done what it had to do to approve the nuclear deal with the West. A senior council of clerics signed off on the deal, the final step required for approval there. Hardliners had tried to derail the agreement. We are also hearing that Iran now has hundreds of troops in Syria. This is according to activists there. It's Tehran's first such deployment in Syria's civil war, and experts say it will fuel the war even further. In Nashville, three Tennessee State University students have been shot and wounded at a house party across the street from the university. Police are looking for three men. The Dow is up 16. This is AP Radio News. Toyota says by the year 2050, it wants to sell almost no regular gasoline vehicles, only hybrids and fuel cells. It wants to radically reduce emissions. Our Yuri Kagagama is in Tokyo.
That means that almost every car out there that's a Toyota will not have a regular internal combustion gasoline engine, the engines that are more commonplace today, and they will be mostly hybrid or plug-in hybrid and fuel cells.
Here at home, we were buying more cars last month, more clothing too, and ate out more, but cheaper gasoline prices suppressed overall retail sales growth. Retail sales rose just 0.1% last month. Santa Claus has been chosen to represent the people of North Pole, Alaska. A man whose legal name is Santa Claus has won a write-in campaign for an open city council seat there. It has 2,200 people in it. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.